yesterday, a jury in Carrigan-Shannon returned a verdict of death by medical misadventure at the conclusion of the inquest into the death of Dara Kivlehan. She died in September of 2010, 7 days after giving birth to her son Dior at Sligo General Hospital. A severe form of preeclampsia resulted in multiple organ failure, which led to her death. For her husband Michael, a four-year struggle for answers is over. Consultant Peter Boylan, obstetrician and gynaecologist and former master at the National Maternity Hospital, is on the line. Good morning, Peter.
Good morning.
Of course, you were also an expert witness at this inquest. Would you agree that it is the case that some pretty basic issues and errors determine the outcome here?
They were part of the picture, yes. But I also drew attention to a deficit in staffing levels and availability of intensive care beds around the country.
How big a factor was that?
Well, I think if there had been ready availability of more consultants on the ground in Sligo who were able to give better continuity of care, then a transfer may have occurred earlier. But in order to transfer somebody, you need to be able to have facilities available to transfer them. And we have a deficit in this country of intensive care beds, which is well known and has been well known for many years now. And so when they tried to transfer Mrs. Kivlehan, they were unable to because there were no beds available in the Republic, and that's why she was transferred eventually to Belfast. And this happens on a regular basis.
Should she have been sent to Sligo in the first place?
Oh, yeah. I mean, she lived in Sligo. She was attending Sligo for her antenatal care, and it was entirely logical that she would go to Sligo, and it was entirely reasonable and logical that she should be delivered there. And her care in Sligo was excellent right up until after she was delivered. And then I identified some deficiencies in care, which were related to a certain extent to a lack of continuity, which is a consequence of not having enough consultants on the ground in Sligo. And also then when they did try to transfer, as I said, there weren't available intensive care beds in places. In St. Vincent's Hospital, University Hospital in Dublin in particular, which is the National Liver Unit, and that's really where she needed to be, but they didn't have any available space. Irish hospitals generally run at very high bed occupancy levels, which are well above the recommended international standard of 80%. And you need to have less than 100% bed occupancy in order to clean beds, in order to have space to accept people when there are emergencies or when there are surges in activity. And this is a regular sort of problem. I think there was an earlier item on the news about one of the hospitals around the country, I can't remember which one it was actually, where there's so many patients on trolleys.
Limerick, and yes.
Limerick was it, yeah. But that's reflective of what's going on around the country, that we have a lower bed capacity than we need for the population. And we need to have an honest conversation about this. And if we are, as a state, willing to put up with infrastructural deficits, then we do have to accept that there are going to be tragedies like Dara Kivlehan happening again. Or we can reorganize and invest correctly on a par with other OECD countries, and these things are less likely to happen. Accidents will happen, and tragedies will happen, but they're less likely in a...
Is this case purely down to a shortage of beds, though? If the need had been recognised for ICU sooner, could the outcome have been different?
It could have been, but that's entirely conjecture. And we have to be very careful not to say, if such and such a thing had happened, that she would have survived, because we can't be sure about that. She was extraordinarily ill and had an extraordinarily complicated clinical picture. But that's why she needed to be in a place with an input of a large team of specialists from different specialties, kidney specialists, liver specialists, intensivists, and so on, and surgeons. And unfortunately, that degree of specialization cannot be offered in every hospital around the country. That would be entirely unreasonable. But we do need to have centres of excellence which are well-staffed, and which are well looked after in terms of infrastructure, and our regional hospitals need to have be beefed up in terms of staffing at consultant level in particular.
All right, consultant obstetrician and gynaecologist Peter Boylan, thank you for taking our call this morning. It's 8:46.